33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. This legislative session has focused so much on measures such as the so-called Sanctuary Cities Bill and Bathroom Bill that you may not remember that much of the initial focus was supposed to be on something else. If you recall, back in January, Texas Governor Greg Abbott released a list of his priorities, including money for things like pre-K programs and for child protective services. In other words, it was, at least in part, what you might call a child-centric agenda. Other lawmakers proposed bills to better fund schools and bills to stop prosecuting children as adults, but these aren't the bills that made it through this legislative session. Mandy Kimball pays close attention to all things child-related in the Texas legislature. She's the Director of Public Policy and Government Affairs for Children at Risk, a nonprofit group focused on advocating for Texas kids. Mandy, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So if you had to right now, what grade would you give this legislative session in regards to laws that benefit or affect kids?
I would give the legislature this session a D.
Wow.
And the reality is they did very little in regards to what they could have done. The leadership did not get along like we would like to see. There were political games that were played that really got in the way. And then we had the Freedom Caucus disrupting the legislative process. They didn't address school finance, and they could have done more. And to be honest with you, every reasonable advocacy group, lobbyist, and politician is angry about this.
School finance is one issue that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle seem disappointed that they weren't able to address, and it seems to, you know, depending on who you ask, there's different reasons for that, and there's blame to go around. It came down to kind of a fight over whether to use these school vouchers, as some have called them. Why do you think that was such a big failure, and what would you have liked to see done?
We would have liked to see the legislature have a will to address school finance. And going into the 85th session, we knew that that was going to be challenging. The education system has not been addressing the needs of students for years. This is not new. And so the legislature, it would have been nice for them to come together and figure out how they could advance the way that we serve children and make it stable or to fund it appropriately.
Any other bills that you were following closely that you were disappointed didn't make it to the governor's desk?
We would have liked to have seen additional pre-K funding for quality pre-K. There were a lot of people looking at early education this session, which very little was done in that area, particularly when we look at cost-neutral policies that could have been passed that would have created interagency coordination and transparency in serving the youngest youth and children.
Now, some progress was made. Some bills passed affecting child protective services. Were you happy with the changes that the legislature made, or not as much?
We're glad that they could come to an agreement to address the child protective system. It was kind of at the last moment. I think that there's always more that can be done. And we wish we would have seen additional dollars put into the services for these most vulnerable youth.
Anything that lawmakers got right this session? Anything that you're very pleased that made it through that maybe hasn't gotten a ton of attention?
Yes, one thing around early education that passed this session was expanding pre-K to children whose parents were first responders and fell during the line of duty. And that's really important to be able to support those families. There was also quite a bit of advancement around the fight against human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Human trafficking was an issue that seemed that both chambers could come to agreement on, and we're really happy about that.
So Children at Risk is going to release a full report about the legislative session in another couple of weeks. What can we expect from that?
The report is going to look at children holistically from early education, the public education system, nutrition, the juvenile justice system, human trafficking, and it's going to look at what passed, what were the wins, and what were the missed opportunities.
Mandy Kimball is Director of Public Policy and Government Affairs for Children at Risk, a nonprofit group focused on advocating for Texas kids. Mandy, thanks again.
Thank you.